As I wrote earlier, I will not betray the secrets Neva has confided in me, but I will say this much. She adores Puzo. She has loved him from first sight. Am I to fear that their affection for each other will diminish their loyalty toward me? Am I to be like Berenice, who forbids marriage between slaves? Should I be cold-hearted like father, who will sell a man's bride to a caravan going far, far away? Or Tryphaena? Her cruelties would be graffiti on this page, so I will not describe them. I wonder in my heart about Queen Esther and Queen Nefertiti. What would they have done about my two servants? Did the Queen of Sheba ask Solomon about these matters? Oh, to have their wisdom! As Neva was brushing my hair this morning, I put my hand on hers. "I am pleased you have eyes for Puzo and he for you," I told her. My heart ached remembering how she had left her family in Greece to serve me. She might never again see her mother or her own sisters. And Puzo, too, was away from his dear grandmother and great aunts. I never asked him if he would have preferred a gladiator's honorable death to guarding the princess of the Nile.